This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. The Corderbrook Port Corporation is growing with a new 24,000 square foot waterfront warehouse facility this spring. Expected to be move-in ready by this fall, this space will feature four independent units and is designed to meet diverse needs and support a range of industries. Business Development Manager Jennifer Crane says this will be a key solution for storage needs in this region.
The ideal candidate really for this warehouse would be, you know, someone that was going to be using the container service, someone in the maritime sector. However, we do have four units, and they're four independent units. So we recognize that we likely may not have to, we may not just get the maritime sector. We're going to get a variety of different sectors that are interested in storage solutions.
There will be an application process for those interested to give an opportunity to those requiring warehousing. Crane says having this in place will lead to future growth at the port, which has been involved in the container business for the past 5 years.
We've really identified that in order to help grow that business, having additional services is really key to being able to provide a variety of different stakeholders with the things that they need to operate at the Port of Corderbrook. So this is just one more thing that I feel is going to really help develop and drive our growth.
Meanwhile, the Port of Corderbrook is also looking forward to a busy cruise ship season this year. Cruise Marketing Director Patty Ricketts says the season will start June 4th, and 23 ships are expected this summer and early fall.
The Carnival Pride kickstarting our season again this year, so we have 23 ships currently on our books, queuing up for another busy year. Our season will end in the third week of October, and we do have three more inaugural calls.
Inaugural calls are first-time visitors at the port, and Ricketts says this is usually marked by a plaque exchange with each captain. Some say Corderbrook is becoming the cruise capital of the province. Ricketts says other destinations are also becoming a choice.
Well, you know, I would always love to say that. There's cruise ships visiting all over the province. Cruise Newfoundland and Labrador is working hard with our ports and our destinations to continue marketing our larger ports, such as Corderbrook and St. John's, but also our niche ports like Woody Point, etc.
On Monday, the French ship Le Commandant Charcot arrived in port for the day, marking the first ever cruise ship to visit Corderbrook during the winter. That's your latest Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.